that is over the last 15 years, I've run 5 restaurants in 3 countries inside hotels. So, and before that, I was exec chef at Heyman. So as far as, you know, moving away from what I've always done, it's not the case. But I think the second part of your question answers that by saying that I've brought all of that experience into one venue. And I think in this day and age, you know, who's stupid enough to open a restaurant now, like me? But the thing is, it's not just a restaurant. And I think that's where I find a little bit of solace in the whole development of this product, is that people aren't just coming to a restaurant. They'll be able to come and get a takeaway coffee, or that, you know, there's many different things happening in there, including the cooking school, including the Provador, which is looking after the locals, but also selling premium products, as well as some of my packaged curries and a few other things. So you'll be able to take a little bit of Peter Kuravita home with you as well. The cooking school was the dream, you know. I thought after this, I've put quite a few decades into this business. I still love it. I still cook dinner when I get home. Like, I've got no issues with that. And I still love the idea of looking after our guests, because to me, that's the ultimate, is to ensure that people can come in, have an amazing adventure within the premise, and then leave with great memories. And that's something I've been doing all my life. But after all of this time, I thought, right, I really don't want to do another restaurant. I just want to do a cooking school. And we were lucky enough to partner up with a company called Stoddart, who do a whole lot of beautiful cooking ranges. And they actually said to me, would you like us to supply you with all the equipment? So I've got this state-of-the-art equipment, and I was looking for somewhere to put it. And if I hadn't had this opportunity 2 years ago, when the prices in Noosa were normal, I probably would have bought something and gone ahead and just done the cooking school. So I had this kit in my back pocket, looking for a venue. Prices had nearly tripled in, say, you know, in some of the sheds in Coolum and in Noosa. And it seemed like, and I was going to have to spend a lot of money just to do one cooking school. So then when this opportunity came across, I walked through the place, and there was a lot I saw immediately that had to be changed. And I guess I'll get to the decor in a second, but the one thing was, there was a little doorway, and I opened it up, and there was a 70 square meter space just sitting there. And I said to the owner of the building, that would make a perfect cooking school. And his eyes just lit up, and they were like, that's what this place needs. So rather than going, okay, I'll just take the cooking school, I thought, what the hell? If I'm going to be here, I want to be able to control the entire operation and make sure that the entire thing flows amongst each other so that people can come and go. And the cooking school developed and built through years of actually being a cooking school teacher. I've done cooking classes around the world, in everywhere, on the beach in Phuket, in Bali, at all the big grand cooking schools of the world. And so I'm very experienced in how to present and sort of understanding what people want when they come to a cooking school. And the other thing is that there isn't one in Noosa. I mean, the one in Yandina, the Spirit House, that's incredible. The feel of that cooking school is beautiful, but you have to travel a fair way. I'm sure my operation is certainly not going to affect theirs, because it's different cuisine, it's a different atmosphere. But I want the people of Noosa and also the surrounds, as well as the tourists, to be able to come and learn something as well. So that's one stage. It's a cooking school. I'm going to teach everything from Sri Lankan curries to get my mates from around Australia, or some of the best chefs around, to come and present. So we'll have a curriculum going. And I think in the beginning, because of this lockdown, I'll be the head teacher for a long time. But I'm up for teaching anything. My experience is broad enough that I can show how to do pretty much any cuisine. So no issues there. But then with my filming and with some of my other commitments, I thought, we need this wired. So we need to have it so that we can broadcast, we can Zoom, we can go live, we can rent it out to other people. So if other chefs want to come and use that space, they'll have a space that is fully wired and has camera and sound capabilities that they'll be able to then broadcast or film whatever they like to do in there as well. So it's a creative space for other chefs But also, after writing my books, especially the last one, which I finished while I was in Noosa, I had to fly to Sydney to do the photography because there was no purpose-built film studio here that actually allowed you to have a kitchen within the studio so that the photographer and the chef could be together with the designer. The chef cooks the food, plates it, the photo's taken. So that is another ability of that kitchen. And so if anyone's doing product launches or anything like that, there's a kitchen for hire as well and a studio for hire. But the last bit, Tetsuya and I are good mates. I think many years ago we got our first hat together in the 90s. And I always marveled, you know, him and his cuisine and his dedication and passion. But what really blew me away was, and it's happened around the world a lot, where chefs have opened restaurants that only sit 10 people. Well, this kitchen will be able to do that. I've got two beautiful wooden round tables. We can invite 10 people to come into that, or they can invite 9 other people to come in, and myself or a chef of their choice can stand in front of them and cook the food for them with the sommelier pouring them wine. So it's a multifaceted little room. It'll be handy for anyone to use. And I intend to, you know, now I have a lot of work with Dilma and we do a lot of webinars and we do a lot of demonstrations online. I'll be able to do it now in a proper studio environment. So yeah, that's the cream of the crop for me. But look, the rest of it is really about continuing to do what I have been doing all my life and I enjoy so much, which is bringing people into a space that is wonderful and warm and friendly, and they can have a good time whether they want to drop in for a drink. I mean, a lot of the residents have said, I'll be the one who's volunteering to get the milk every morning or every afternoon because I may just stop by for a beer or a cocktail. So, you know, I think we're gonna have a lot of people just coming in, dropping in, and saying hello. We have nearly an acre of parkland surrounding the building as well. So, in its previous life, a lot of people would come there after school with their kids, so the kids could play in the grounds, and mum could have a coffee or a glass of wine and a chat. So it's multi-purpose. It'll be open from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. I want to probably try and bring in a Sunday brunch, which could be, you know, a really fun day and something that is the locals start to get to do all the time. There's so many options, and that's what I like about it, and that's why I think we're going to be different. The decor is very, you know, it's very light colours. That sand, the sand and the Noosa white is kind of the theme, with a lot of woodwork joinery in there as well. So it's going to look, if anyone had been to the restaurant prior, they will not recognize it when they come in, I can tell you that.